Late last year, the Task Force on Countering Disinformation held its first meeting. It's run through Arizona's judicial branch and is believed to be the first state judicial branch in the country to do something like this. The plan is for the task force to make recommendations to the Arizona Judicial Council in October after looking into what other states and entities are doing to try to counter disinformation and figuring out if those strategies might be useful here. The group will next meet tomorrow. Erin Nash is Communications Director for the Arizona Supreme Court and Administrative Office of the Courts and Chair of the Task Force on Countering Disinformation. He spoke with our co-host Mark Brody, who asked what exactly the task force is looking to do.
Yeah, this is looking at campaigns that target United States institutions, including the judicial branch. Our goal is to deal specifically with the judicial branch, but the idea is when somebody is promoting disinformation, which is information they know is inaccurate, just to create distrust or divisiveness, how the courts can respond to those sort of attacks.
What are some of the ways where the courts might be able to respond?
That's part of what the task force will look at, looking at our current court rules, codes, and canons to see if they still have caught up with the times in terms of what judges or courts can respond to. That's been part of the issue, is some of those restraints on what the judicial branch can say publicly. So we're looking at the pieces that we can do, what we can do to educate people about what courts are, what they do, and the role that they play.
That's interesting because I think, as you point out, the courts are in maybe a slightly different position than other governmental institutions where there are certain limitations on what you guys can say and do, right?
That's right. The court needs to be impartial and neutral. That's our role in society. And so part of the charge is educating people on that. It's talking more about civics and how government operates, and that you're just not going to see a judge getting into a Twitter battle with a litigant. It's just not what we do. It's not how we operate.
So do you anticipate at some point having to actively go out and search for disinformation campaigns or even just individual incidents of disinformation, or do you anticipate waiting for them to be brought to your attention?
The national trend is to not wait, to find a way to identify if there are trends, certain specific attacks against the judiciary, whether it's here in Arizona or somewhere else, and then having that information, trying to get ahead of it. How do we deal with individual situations while along the way we're having these ongoing educational discussions?
So can you give me sort of an example of what kinds of disinformation you might be on the lookout for as it relates to the judiciary?
One example would be documents that have been changed. So you have an official court record, or you have a decision or an opinion from a court, and somebody takes that document and changes it, in effect says that the court went a different direction or said something a different way, and tries to pass it off as the official document. That would be one form of disinformation where we'd want people to know where to go to find the official record. How do you see the way the court actually issued it? We see that in a different sense when people get scammed. Somebody puts a court's name on a document and puts stamps on it to make it look official and says, hey, if you don't respond to this, we're going to arrest you, so pay this money. And they do that, and the money's gone, and it's never been from an official document or even an official court.
Do you have a sense of how many times, if at all, the Arizona judicial branch has been subject to some of these kinds of disinformation campaigns?
What we have now is only anecdotal, and so that's part of what the task force is doing, is putting together a survey to reach out to judges, court administrators, clerks, probation officials, to get the feedback from them. Are you aware of any campaigns? And then to see what those responses come back in, because we want to know, too, if our judicial branch staff are giving examples of misinformation or opinion, because we'll have an internal and an external education piece to say, no, disinformation is different than an opinion or somebody who just passed on some information not knowing that it was inaccurate.
Well, I guess that kind of goes to the issue of intent, right? Because if somebody put something out that is incorrect, but they didn't necessarily know it was incorrect, is there an aspect of you having to sort of prove that somebody put something out, you know, on Twitter or Facebook or through email or just up on the web with the intent of it having it be wrong and defrauding people or misleading people in some way?
Right. Divining intent is always a tricky part. Those discussions are going on now, if there is a way to draw a line, or if the better approach is education. What we see often are people seeing headlines. They see little clips on social media or a headline in a news story, and they run with that as if it's the whole story. So helping people understand, read through the story, check who the sources are, and if it's court related, go to the court and see if you can see the actual document, see if you can verify what you saw online.
How do you try to go about doing what you want to do while still respecting First Amendment rights of folks?
Right. To the extent that the First Amendment and free speech is involved, that's going to be the primary goal. That's going to win out over judgment calls. If it can be considered opinion, that's going to make a big difference in how anybody through the task force or otherwise would look at this information. It's, you know, what is the effect? What was said? Where was it said? How was it said? Those would all go into that information. And the task force in these early stages would be looking at how others in this field are doing that. You know, your Facebook and Twitter and that sort of thing. What are they looking at? And would that translate to the judicial branch? It may or may not.
Aaron Nash is Communications Director for the Arizona Supreme Court and Administrative Office of the Courts. He's also Chair of the Task Force on Countering Disinformation.